Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Not my plan, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality Radio with your host, Global, that's right, I'm calling myself a Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, I've added another title, Oracle, Teacher, and more importantly, Student. Don't think that I'm not up here practicing. Don't think that that what I share, I walk what I talk. And that's the beauty of sharing. And let me say this right off the bat. Wow, I don't even want to say it. Don't listen. Over 40 years, over four decades of practice. And this is just what I've discovered to work. And so if it resonates with you, if it feels like it connects with you, stand up, hey, thumbs up, standing up, let's applause. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. One of the things that, in fact, today's topic is acceptance. And it's really easy to accept. It's really easy to accept those people that are like-minded. The challenge is, and that's when the practice comes in, is accepting those that are not like us. Ooh-wee! Trust me. Don't think that it's easy. But let me just get back. Let me just do a proper introduction. And I want to share, thank you so much for being here, Wisdom Community. And if you want to speak with me live, the number here to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Hopefully, last week I had a lot of static on the landline, and hopefully, well, of course, I had the cable people come out and change the modem, change the wire, change the cable wire, blah, 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 blah. So hopefully the sound is a lot clearer. Anyway, if you want to speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Let me start. Think she is. It's impossible. And in fact, I'm going to share a story with you that I spoke with a gentleman on Wisdom this week. I actually asked, you know how you ask to join a talk? Well, the topic was ask an atheist. So yours truly dialed in. I think I was the first guest, and boy, oh boy, did I get my ass reamed. Not really reamed, but it was another teaching moment for me. It was another teaching moment, meaning, I used to believe everybody wants to have the energy, everybody wants to feel the way that I think, yeah, it's important, isn't it? Well, I found out that no. Everybody isn't interested in having the energy. And let me just backtrack a little bit. Let me just backtrack and be very clear when I talk about happiness. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Again, the happiness is, this is my definition, happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And happiness is good. An artist, if you're an athlete, I used to be more of an NFL fan, but my fandom is waning a little bit, and I'm not going to even put a story on it. But to be a professional athlete takes practice, musician, a speaker, a writer, a landscaper, a waiter, a painter. Anything you want to do, anything that that you want to do well takes practice. So the good news is, when I say happiness, this energy, it's not about being happy all the time. It is a foundation. It's just like setting of contentment. So when I talk about happiness, what I'm meaning is, it is an energy. It is a personal vibration that doesn't leave, that doesn't go when the fires of life are being thrown at you. It is a solid, rooted foundation. It is the core of who you are. It becomes this vibration of peace, this energy of peace becomes who you are in every single moment. But guess what? It's a practice. But the good news is anyone can. When you commit to prioritize vibration. And when I say prioritize the commitment, it's number one. Well, scratch that. It's number one for me. It may be number five for you. And I accept that. Wink, wink. Yes, I do. I accept that. I have to accept it. Because if I don't accept it, guess whose peace is shaken? Not yours, mine. So here we go. When I say happiness is a practice skill, that's the good news. But the question is, what do you practice? Oh, I'm glad you asked. The practice comes from eliminating, the first part of the practice is eliminating all the program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. Part of the practice is cultivating those behaviors that have been proven to add to peace. Simple. It's a simple concept. But it is a daily, moment-by-moment, conscious practice. And when I say it's a conscious practice, part of the practice is just being self-aware. In every single moment, you don't get a break. You don't get vacations. You don't get time off. Sorry, you don't get time off. It is a constant state of being, staying self-aware, and knowing and having what is your intention in every single statement. I'm with them. But after a while, that happened again last week, so let me see. Thank goodness I opened my eyes and saw that error message. Where was I? Okay, the practice. Let me just go back a little bit. I have a question. What, in your opinion, are the most challenging diseases of hunger? What do you think are the biggest challenges that we face? Well, I'm going to throw out my little 2 cents. And my 2 cents is unhappy people. people that are just not at peace with themselves in the mirror, which also just causes the ripple effect of not being at peace with anyone or anything else. That's my humble opinion. When I say happiness, peace, contentment, and it's a vibration, energy, and when I talk about prioritizing it, whatever you're prioritizing, whatever you're focused on in any moment is your contribution to this planet. So I'm proudly waving the peace flag. That's my contribution. That's my contribution. Don't think that I have it 100%, but that's what I want to, that's what I want to share. That's what I want to contribute to this planet. And I was told less than a year ago that because what I do can't be measured, that I'm contributing nothing to the planet. Well, that's okay. That was one perspective. That was one perspective. Being able to vibrate that energy of peace. For me, I believe is the biggest gift for me. Anyway, let me get to today's topic. Oh, but before, let me share this, especially for you new people that have followed. I get new followers every week. But let me just share a couple of things that I think is powerful as far as, yeah, you know, this happiness thing. Let me take a look at it. Let me dive a little bit deeper. I mean, you see it all over that people. On the planet, and I say that with my arms out, full acceptance. Kim Kardashian, I know, whatever you think about her, one of the things that she said, I saw a trailer, and she said she has everything. She has anything money, she can buy anything. She can have anything that money can buy. But there was a point in her life, and she said, I wasn't happy. Searching for this thing we call happiness is real. And so that's all I'm saying. In fact, there is another article. He's the biggest movie star, the biggest television star in the world. And guess what? He was at a time. To the whole Will Smith talking about happiness, I believe that is an important topic. Okay, so let's get to today's topic, which is acceptance, having acceptance, practicing acceptance. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I was going to talk about a study. So back to wanting to be happy, feeling, you know, get accomplishing any goals. Vibration of contentment, and one of my favorite studies to cite is you can Google it. It's called The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. And forgive me if you've heard me talk about it a million times, but the 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying, which was a study done by a hospice nurse, Bronnie Ware, and she asked the patients who had days to live, weeks to live, months to live, what are your 5 biggest regrets? One of the biggest regrets where I wish I would have others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings, speak my mind. I wish I would have stayed. So when it's all said and done, I, in my humble opinion, and it doesn't sound like I'm too humble, but in my humble opinion, it's number one. On my biggest, I've said this before, my how many titles where I've traveled, even relationships. I mean, and I'm talking about because my opinion is the most important relationship is that relationship that I have with self, the relationship that you have with self. The relationship that you have with yourself spills over to the relationship you have with people, spills over to the relationship you have with this world, with this planet. It starts with the person in the mirror. That I am on my deathbed is either laughing or smiling. I used to say smile on my deathbed, but I'm going to throw in laughter too. I want to laugh myself into the next dimension, wherever the hell that's going to be. Yes, laugh and be light and smile. Let's go back to, and so I wanted to share that, the five most common regrets of the dying. And the other thing I want to share is, when I say happiness, one of the things that you that will add to your peace, that will add to that vibration of contentment, that will add to your happiness, is acceptance. Now, acceptance of what? It's easy. It's easy to accept. I said it earlier. It's easy to accept things, situations, people that are, hey, this going along with my program. I'm talking about, no, when it's not going along with your program. One of the practices is being self-aware and having awareness. So how different are you from a week ago? How different are you from a month ago, a year ago? So that is the practice of being self-aware and knowing and monitoring. This is a practice of monitoring your growth, but celebrating your growth. And I say guarantee? Nah, I usually don't say that. But if the practice of self in this moment, you carry that act of acceptance in the future, all of you. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care. I don't care how many goals you've achieved or not achieved. I don't care how much you weigh, relationships. Goes with life's ups and downs. I'm talking about a peace that's rooted. It starts. There's a lot of starts, but one of the roots is, and when I say root, I'm talking about rooted in these behaviors that add to your peace and add to your happiness. Again, when I say happiness, it is the same as being at peace, the same as contentment. It is an energy. Forget the word. I don't okay, use joy. It doesn't matter the word. You know the energy that I'm talking about. So my question is, no, the practice is practicing acceptance with self. And when you practice that, on a daily, not only daily, moment by moment, guess what? The practice gets easier. You start identifying with an entity that accepts, just like the universe. Sunshine on the serial killer and the Pope. And if you want to speak with me, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. At least, unless I'm disconnected again. Again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619 if you want to, speak with me live. Let's get back to acceptance. So there is a vibration of acceptance, and you can feel it in any moment, especially those moments. You know those moments that the ego tells you, and you can use the term ego. You can use the term lower consciousness. It's entire job, and it does it really well. Oh, it's a master at pointing out to me, and I can feel the difference. I can tell the difference between an ego thought and a universal message. One feels really, really good and peaceful and shoulders down and relaxed, and the other one feels like tense. Oh, there's something I need to do. There's something, something's not right. You know what I'm talking about, those constant thoughts. So let's really talk about it. I'm just reading this as what you really want in my life. Being conscious, being aware. And when I'm conscious and I'm aware, guess what? Then I can make a choice. I hear this, there's a choice. We have choices. Yes, you do have choices when you're conscious and you rise above the programmed beliefs. The programmed beliefs, the programmed thoughts. What are some of the programmed thoughts and beliefs? Well, I'll give you an example. Don't think you were born worrying. You had to learn. Worrying is a programmed behavior. Comparing yourself to someone else. Lack of acceptance is a programmed behavior. Let's get back to acceptance. So it's really about accepting where you are, who you are in this present moment. When I say accepting, I mean all out acceptance. And let me give you a little, this is what I practice, because this was a message given to me by the universe. And I say universe, you can interchange it. Listen, I am not big with the words. You can interchange it with God, higher source, spirit, divine. The things that I practice is words innately do not have any power. This is my life. So whatever word you can use, if you're triggered by a word, if you're triggered by anything, number one, know that everything you're triggered by is always based in the past. It's a past. And so that means you're not in the present moment. So the practice is, if you want to experience more peace, I know I'm kind of jumping around, but if you want to experience more peace, the practice is living in, being in the present moment. But let me get back to acceptance, because that is self and monitoring your growth. You get to a point where, let me just speak for myself. I got to thinking, that used to really bother me. That used to really stick in my craw. That used to really annoy me. That used to irritate me. And now, sometimes acceptance comes over. Not sometimes. comes over time. And that's why the second topic for today's show is patience. So let me go back before I forget to these thoughts, these endless thoughts authored by the ego telling me that there's something wrong with this present moment. The practice is even acceptance of those negative thoughts. What? Yeah, there's no need to try to change it or jump out of any situation that you are experiencing, because the ego wants more than anything. What does the ego want more than anything? Number one is to survive. To have power. And I refuse to hand over my power to the ego anymore. Now let me just say this. Sometimes, it's sneaky. It can come in, the ego can come in with a just like Halloween, with a different disguise. Oh, you're doing good. You're doing good. You have good intentions. Trust me on that. That ego is sneaky and tricky. However, when I say acceptance, it's just like going to the theater, darling, and watching a play or watching a show. And on stage, it's a show about drama. It's a show about romance. Maybe it's a show about whodunit. But you know it's a show. And you know it's not real. And you're in the audience. So when I say acceptance, I'm handing it down to you because it's giving you an A plus. God is giving you an A plus. I know some people don't like to believe that or flow with it, but I'm telling you, you get an A plus. Wherever you are, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're doing, whatever you're saying, you always get an A plus. How's that? Now, at first when I got that message, Rebecca, you're getting an A plus, I wasn't comfortable with that. I wasn't getting comfortable with an A-plus if I didn't have patience. I wasn't comfortable with giving myself an A-plus if I was lacking acceptance of others. I wasn't comfortable. But with time and with patience, and I'm throwing it out to you too, criticizing the self, not doing enough, could do more. I know who's talking. It's delivering that message, and it's not universal. The other thing about acceptance, let me just share this about judgment. So if you're making a judgment, which all judgments subtract from your peace and subtract from happiness, all judgments. When you're making a judgment, you're not only subtracting from your own peace, but it's also a clue that you're not accepting. Let's jump to the combination, acceptance and patience. When I talk about patience, and I printed it out, and of course it's way across the room to in the other room. You know what? This is reality spirituality. We're going to take a walk and get that definition of patience, because I did print it out, so I must have thought it. Oop, and of course. Oh, my God. I printed it out, and guess what? Thank you for your patience. Let's see. Where is it? Yep. There it is. There we go. Yay! Look at that in the moment. Patience. The capacity to put up with Rebecca L. Norrington. Oh, no. Sorry. Oh, that was in my head. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. What? Patience is the capacity to accept. Anyway, let me get back to patience. And, you know, this patience, delete, and this patience isn't taught. I wasn't taught to have patience. No, I was programmed, that's the taught. I was programmed to the opposite. I was programmed to be impatient. I was programmed to have a lack of patience. I was programmed to want it now. And I'm here to it's the puppy, oh, look at how cute. And then you have patience for them because they're puppies and so you have patience for them, training them. Even a kitten. Let's go to a human, a baby. I use this a million times too. When a baby is born, hey, as opposed to formula, the patients to them to start walking, to start talking. It's very rare, but it's not the norm to be impatient with a baby. You have patience. And so often, buttons pushed in or triggers. Talk about that. Ooh, Lord. One of my practices is in continual challenges is anytime I'm calling customer service. Oh, boy. Is that a practice? That's not only a practice in patience, it's a practice in acceptance. And sometimes, no, scratch that. All the time I get an A+. Back to thinking it was important. Okay, here we go. Where is that quote? I usually let me just paraphrase. And it was this just happened. This just happened. I'm thinking that everybody wants to be happy or thinks that happiness is number one. Here it is. Yay! I found it. Thank you, universe. Thinking that happiness is number one. Or being at peace is number one, and I had to accept, here we go, I had to accept, because lack of acceptance is just the lack of peace. Here we go. And this came from a movie, which is a really, I do not recommend it, but the universe had me watching this movie for some reason, and here we go. And the movie was called Con Air. Now, I love Nicolas Cage. He's a great actor. He's a great actor. I love it. No. Great actor. And there was one part in the movie where there's one part in this movie where there are prisoners that escaped. I mean, the worst of the worst, from the rapists to the murderers to the armed robbery, the worst of the worst prisoners. And Nicolas Cage was in there, of course, by mistake. Anyway, there was a scene where a prisoner was talking about another prisoner, and I think Nicolas Cage asked him a question, and the prisoner says, no, he's so sick. Cause him pain, give him headaches. Happiness for that gentleman hurts. He's so filled with anger that moments of levity actually cause him pain, give him headaches. Happiness for that gentleman hurts. Now, I mentioned earlier in the talk that I called in on Wisdom and I spoke with a gentleman, and it said, ask an atheist. I don't remember his name. I don't really remember his name, but I remember asking him, we were of course we didn't agree, and I that there's a God or don't believe in a God or a universe. Quite frankly, there was a time in my life where I went atheist too. Yes, and so the growth is always a process, and you can talk me out of that. The point is, when I threw out my example of are you aware of the scientific study of the water snowflake and their negative energy or loving energy, and how the water molecules change shape. And I brought that up in our conversation. He says, that's a bunch of bullshit. He didn't say bullshit, but that's bullshit. And then immediately, one of the things immediately is there is no point. I'm just speak for myself. There is no point in arguing. I don't need to be right about anything. I don't need to convince you of anything. I don't need to prove anything. The practice is proof enough for me. I have never been in so much peace with so many bombs going around me. And when I I'm talking about life bombs, from audit by the IRS to a battle with the attorney that, the handyman stole the family house, to health issues, to if there is one. If I have a point, the point is to be patient with your growth and to accept whatever you find in the present moment. And let me just go back to the behaviors that add to your peace and add to your happiness. There's one of the practices is surrendering. Surrendering in every moment to the moment without judgment. It requires trusting. It requires blind trust. So don't think I'm doing all of this by myself. I don't meditate in the traditional way, but what I do is I have a conversation with the universe on the daily, not on the daily, on the moment. moment, it's a constant conversation, and sometimes the conversation isn't pleasant. Sometimes I'm cursing them out, but I always come back. But it's not me cursing them out. It's my ego cursing them out, because my ego... all the problems, all the to focus on a problem, to focus on a something needs to be different than what's happened. To focus on this isn't serving me. I can't find why this experience is serving me. It doesn't matter. I don't need to know. And that's part of the practice, is being okay with uncertainty, being okay, because the ego insists on knowing. It's too much. Where I can practice having a deep appreciation for this life, for what I'm experiencing. And I can practice letting go of comparing my life with anyone else's. And I can let go of I can let go of judging someone else. And I can practice looking in that mirror and putting my arms and accepting who I am and where I am in this moment, without wanting. Control. Well, we learned a little over 2 years ago there's a lot of people have control over. The world shut down. And one of the reasons why it was so difficult, the difficult experience for a lot of people is letting go of that illusion of having control. I mean, of course, there's hundreds of things that were, but it put a spotlight on the illusion, the ego wants. The ego wants me to believe that I have control. Then that practice flows into acceptance of others, especially those people that don't agree. I don't know if I finished that story about calling in the atheist. Anyway, so he said that's a bunch of baloney, that study doesn't exist. That study, not that it didn't exist, but it didn't prove anything. But the point is, and I am coming to the end of the show. I'll give it up. My ego hates that. But one of the things I consciously do in every moment is to starve, humble, there's a lot of things ego doesn't want to accept. But I'm not my ego. You're not your ego. You're more. More than that. And so it's identifying who are you? Are you your ego that tells you more than what's happening in this present moment? I'm impatient. in your dream car, but you're sitting in the passenger seat. Any listeners have said this before. You're sitting in the passenger seat of your dream car, and with your dream color, who's driving? Who's driving? Some people. So, is there for a purpose? Is there to serve you? The question becomes, can you let go of the steering wheel? Can you let go of the steering wheel? And it's not an easy, practice. So start with just one finger. Start with, you got 10 fingers. If you don't have 10 fingers, how many of them? Maybe it's a year, maybe it's 5 years. But the practice is to be able to take your hands off of the steering wheel, totally off of the steering wheel, to accept, to have patience with the universe's plan. Can you take your hands off the steering wheel? I got to have some fingers on the steering wheel. And then years later, how's that working out for you? And it's okay if you want to hold on to the steering wheel. It's okay if you think you're driving. I'm good with that. But I've had to take my hands off the steering wheel years ago. And with that, it's a trust. And not to say that I'm just sitting back with my hands behind my head waiting for shit to happen. But I act when I'm inspired to act. My ego wants me to believe that, and I know I get a lot of pushback. I get a lot of pushback on this one, and it's okay. It's okay. Letting go of the steering wheel, trusting in the divine plan, blind trusting, surrendering to all moments, to know that I'm being served in every moment. There's program suffering, and then there's conscious suffering. Meaning the program suffering is, okay, let's see, let me give an example. The program suffering is, Okay, let me just throw this out. Maybe a bad example at the moment. I lost my wallet. In fact, you know what? Just this week, I left my wallet at a restaurant. Drive all the way home. Where's my wallet? Where's my wallet? This stuff happens a lot more to me now. It being 66. See if I left it. Sure enough, there it was. But before I even found out that Walter was at the restaurant, I accepted the fact that it's going to be gone, it's going to be gone. What am I going to do? if it's gone, it's gone. And, yeah. I know what my point is. My point is the program response is to get worried and get bothered and, oh, God, this is important, this is serious. That's the program response. That's the program suffering. But the conscious, it is suffering. I'm using air quotes on this. The conscious is, scratch the suffering. The conscious thought is, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. If I have a wallet, fine. If I have to get all new credit cards and driver's license and everything else in there,